Chapter 3 I Hate You, Gilbert. When school started in September, Anne and Diana walked to school together. Diana said to Anne, "Today, you'll meet Gilbert Blythe. He's very good-looking." "Oh, boys," said Anne, "I'm not interested in them." But when Anne saw Gilbert in school, she did look at him closely. He was tall with curly brown hair. He had a friendly smile. "He is good-looking," whispered Anne to Diana. The next day was quiet at the Avonlea school. The teacher, Mr. Phillips, was in the back of the classroom. He was helping some of the older children. Anne was looking out the window. She was dreaming. Gilbert saw her and wanted to talk to her. He whispered, "Hey, Anne!" Anne did not hear Gilbert. She was imagining that she was flying in the wind above the beautiful trees. Gilbert was surprised. Usually girls wanted to talk to him. He reached over and pulled Anne's hair. "Carrots! Carrots!" he yelled. Anne jumped up and looked at Gilbert. "What a horrible boy you are!" she shouted. "I hate you!" Then she raised up her book and hit Gilbert's head. Mr. Phillips saw Anne hit Gilbert with her book. "Anne," said Mr. Phillips, "why did you do that?" Gilbert spoke up. "It was my fault, Mr. Phillips. I was rude to her. That's why she hit me." Mr. Phillips was not happy with Anne. "That's no excuse to hit another student," he said. "Anne, go up and stand in front of the class." Anne stood up in front of the class for the entire afternoon. She looked very angry. "I hate Mr. Phillips," she thought, "and I hate Gilbert Blythe. I'll never look at or speak to him again." The next day, some of the boy students were playing in a field during lunch. They were late for afternoon class. Anne ran into the class with them, right behind Mr. Phillips. "You're late," said Mr. Phillips. "You won't sit with Diana today. I see that you enjoy being with the boys. So you'll sit next to Gilbert this afternoon." "He can't be serious," she thought. But Mr. Phillips was serious. "Did you hear me, Anne?" he said.
"Yes, sir," Anne said softly.
She picked up her books and moved slowly to the desk next to Gilbert. Then she sat down and put her head on the desk. "I wasn't the only person who was late," thought Anne. "Why did Mr. Phillips make me sit with a boy? And the worst boy is Gilbert Blythe." That afternoon seemed to last forever for Anne. When school was over, Anne went back to her desk. She picked up all her books, pens, and pencils. "What are you doing?" asked Diana. "I'm not coming back to school," said Anne. "Oh no,
But Anne, we're going to read a new book. And we'll play a game on Monday. It'll be very exciting. But Anne didn't care. That evening, Marilla visited Mrs. Lynde. Rachel, please give me some advice. Anne says she's not going back to school. What should I say to her? Of course, Mrs. Lynde already knew all about Anne's troubles at school. Well, Marilla, said Mrs. Lynde, I've raised 10 children myself, so I can tell you, don't worry. Leave Anne alone. She'll want to go back to school soon. So Marilla did nothing, and Anne stayed at home. One day, Marilla found Anne crying in the kitchen. What's the matter, child? Asked Marilla in surprise. I miss Diana very much, sobbed Anne. I can't live without her, Marilla. But what will happen when she gets married? I hate her husband already. I can imagine her in church with her white dress. She'll leave me then. And I'll never see her again. Marilla tried not to laugh, but she couldn't help it. She laughed and laughed. Anne raised her head and stared at Marilla. Suddenly, she felt very foolish. The next day, Anne went back to school. All the children were very happy to see her again. Especially Diana. However, Anne did not speak to Gilbert Blythe. She was still mad at him, and she thought she would never forgive him.